This is Growing Local, stories from ASAP about the local food community. I'm Jen Nathan-Orris. Frances Julien from Candy Mountain Farm remembers the tension of her first job out of high school. It was the 1980s in Palm Beach, Florida, and Frances was an assistant at a high-powered brokerage firm.
It was so fast-moving. I mean, once the markets were open, you know, I couldn't leave my desk. It was, you know, if you try to run for a bathroom break, you better run.
Frances kept up a frenetic pace as her bosses traded commodity stocks. Agriculture was on her mind when soybean or cattle contracts passed by her desk, but her love for growing vegetables was still a memory from her early childhood in New Jersey.
We had a big garden, and I can remember picking beans when I was 4 years old, and I think it at the time certainly didn't resonate with me, but through my growing up stages, which we ended up moving to Florida when I was 10, you know, I always had an interest in growing something in our backyard, or growing herbs was one thing, and, you know, just having some kind of involvement in food production.
She met her husband, Stephen, when they were 15 years old. His father did some commercial farming, and as they got older, they shared a vision for a family farm of their own. So they set their sights on a modest piece of family land in Murphy, North Carolina.
So the goal was is to just make as much money as I could, and him too, so that we could buy this piece of property, which we actually bought from family. So by the time we were in our early 30s, we had made the move and, of course, started from scratch as far as occupations.
Stephen was a carpenter, and for 2 years, he worked out of town during the week and came home on the weekends. Frances cleaned houses and raised her family, grateful for her mother who lived nearby and could help with childcare.
Yeah, we work 7 days a week, and we still work 7 days a week, but we don't owe anybody any money, and we always kind of have that going for us.
It took a while to start Candy Mountain Farm. Growing vegetables came pretty easily, but figuring out how to sell them in a rural area was a challenge. Local restaurants weren't interested in buying local produce at that time. A flyer at a health food store brought in a couple customers, but not enough to support a whole farm. Week after week, they were vendors at a farmer's market, but they still weren't selling as much as they needed to or at a price point at which they could break even.
So we started identifying our very best customers that came regularly and pitching the CSA idea, and started small, started with a fall CSA because I had to really kind of learn as I went to grow. I mean, we had plenty of growing experience, but what would do well here in the fall? You know, I started that way, and like if I could make a $20 sale from each person, that was my goal. So, you know, all of those things required a lot of effort. It took some time, but it just was a gradual process. So by the time we reached 2008, we felt like we could get through this and be okay.
Many more customers are familiar with the CSA model these days, and Candy Mountain Farm has come a long way in the past 15 years. Now their CSA is thriving, and their fields are full of vegetables. They have about 30 CSA members each year, and Frances spends her time on the farm instead of the trading floor. Squash and beets have replaced stocks and bonds. And now she's eager to share opportunities with young women who are interested in farming.
Every year I get somebody that, you know, I felt had the potential and the desire to do something. Steve and I really go out of our way to help these women, you know, trying to hire them, trying to get them set up in the market, get them set up with customers. You know, this is a very rewarding relationship I've had with these young women. I'm really trying to get young women into farming any way I can, and whatever comes my way, I'll evaluate if it's something we can do and help somebody, whether it's give them food or give them a leg up and getting started. That's where we want to be.
Look for ASAP's printed and digital CSA guide to find Candy Mountain Farm and other Appalachian-grown farms that offer CSAs. Or search by location in ASAP's online local food guide at appalachiangrown.org.